Hey, how's it going? This is Braden, and as always, I'm joined with my awesome co-host. How you doing, Brandy?
Doing great. How are you doing?
You know, living the dream. It's a hot Saturday here in Vegas. I mean, I don't know about you, but I felt like I was melting walking outside, but it's
Oh,
summertime.
definitely. That excessive heat warning out here is just going on for like the next 2 weeks, 120 degrees.
Time I think it's gonna end, I get a new email saying it's been extended like 4 days. I'm like, sweet, like this is. I mean, we were lucky. It didn't get over 100 degrees until July. Normally it's
Right.
June, so I guess we'll take it,
I guess, but still, I hate living in the devil's asshole.
I feel you. I feel you. I mean, and everyone says, oh, a wet heat is way worse. I've lived in both. No, I lived in the Philippines. It was like 100
Right.
degrees and 100% humidity. I'd take that over this dry heat. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I did training out in Carolina and Virginia where it's pretty humid. And I lived here for longer than that, and I think I'd still take that over this because I'm okay with just feeling like I'm sweating all the time, but feeling like I can crack an egg and cook it on the sidewalk, I'm over this.
Following that guy, I think his name's Josh from England. He's big on TikTok, and that you're visiting the States, and he visited on the 4th of July in Vegas, and he's like, it's miserably hot here. I'm like, yep. And now he's in Arizona. I'm like,
It's even
you picked like
worse.
the worst
Yeah.
states to visit for in July, but it is what it is. All right, so let's get going. There's like we were kind of saying before we started recording. Anyone who says there's not sports happening is hilarious because there's so much to talk about, so many
Oh, yeah.
different things. So you've got the World Cup coming up, you have the scandal with Northwestern, you had the home run derby and the All-Star game for baseball, for the WNBA, a whole bunch of big news things have come out. So where do you want to get started?
I guess let's go ahead and start in Vegas first, right? Since that's where we're at. And we're hosting the WNBA All-Star Weekend.
I mean, so my first thought, and I kind of got into a spat with someone over this. I don't know if you saw Kelsey Plum's tweet and a couple other players
Oh,
saying
yes.
hard to find tickets to the Skills Challenge, to the All-Star game if you're not competing. And I kind of said, well, my whole logic is the NFL does it with the Super Bowl. They let the players have first dibs on the tickets.
Yep.
Now, they don't give them for free. They still have to pay them, but
Right.
if you shouldn't have to be struggling to find tickets to attend your celebrity or like your all-star game. I don't know.
Right.
I just think it's wild.
I agree. And like as a person who ha was trying to find tickets myself, like, and it's people really are just buying up the tickets and then gouging the prices, and it's just ridiculous. Like, I don't understand how they didn't like how is that not a thing that they just don't give the first dibs to the what we have 12 teams in the WNBA and there's a max like 12
Players.
people per roster. Like, come on. That's all, like, that's less than 150 people. Like,
That
and
they
then
would
their
want to be there.
families. Yeah, like, come on. You can't give at least everybody dibs to a ticket or tickets first when our arena sits at least 12,000.
That I've heard is that it's the casinos that are buying up all the tickets,
Oh,
and they're the
yeah.
ones that they're kind of causing all the influx of prices. Because I was looking at tickets and it's, I want to go watch it, but not that bad.
Yeah, and I'm in this Aces like Facebook group where it's like mostly like the fans who like started the fan base out here. And they're talking about how that's like the f regular tickets like for the interval are like $700, $900. And it's like, dude, those things sold for like maybe 120.
Penny to the game. I think we spent $10 a ticket. I think we
Yeah.
spent more in parking than we did for the actual tickets.
I don't doubt it because parking is $30.
And I didn't realize that until after, because they send you a notification saying, hey, if you buy it 24 hours out, it's like $20. But I was reading the email, so that's gotcha. On me.
Yeah, so, and then that's why, like, as a season ticket holder, like, it's definitely worth it now because it includes parking for all of the games that you attend. And shoot, that was, there's 20 home games and $30 per game. Like, and our ticket, our one season ticket only costs $300.
That is, geez. I mean,
like, you can't even argue that. That is in, like, come on.
The more they keep winning, the higher those tickets are going to get. It's just going to be
facts.
But I will say, Vegas had another loss. And I'm on, like, this WNBA fan page. And you would have thought the Dallas Wings won the championship with how their fans were talking. I'm like, oh, chill.
Yes. After the game, like, how the whole, like, well, I'm sorry, not the whole arena, because, you know, they have the between them and I think the Atlanta Dream, they have like the least amount of attendance. But yeah, they were acting like they just won the championship. Like, dang, it's really only one loss for us in regular season, and we'd rather lose now than lose in the playoffs. So,
well, like, I won't disagree that there was a foul, but they messed up on the time. There was more than a second left on the clock, and they gave, and I don't know why they didn't, I don't know if they challenged it, because that's the other thing is, I wish it was more accessible to watch these games. It's like an arm and a leg trying to find them when it's not on Amazon Prime, so.
And then trying to, I mean, the ESPN ones aren't too bad, I guess, if you have, you know, cable or ESPN access or whatever, but, and then the watch parties that they arrange out here in Vegas, at least, are absolutely miserable because they're only at, like, they're at B-dubs all over the valley. It's not like a designated area or like anything that's like just, you know, something that you can get used to and like build that camaraderie with the fan base and all that stuff. No, it's just all over the valley. Pick this spot, pick that spot, all over.
Nice thing, seeing the growth. I mean, the other big news for the WNBA is Dwayne Wade bought ownership in the Skies organization. And his whole quote was,
yes,
if I want people to support women's sports, I got to put my money where my mouth is. And best way to do it is ownership. So,
yep. And I love that. Such a great dude, man. And I can't wait to see, like, the more support coming because, like, even at the ESPYs, like, LeBron James, he shouted out Asia Wilson, you know, and he was telling people to go watch the WNBA and that these women are really, you know, putting that work in. So the traction is finally, like, coming. It's getting there. So hopefully, you know, the fan base just continues to grow.
That Coach K was at the Aces game. Obviously, he was here for Summer League. I mean, that's what a lot of people were here for. But the fact that they took their time out of watching Summer League to go watch the Aces play, and that cool moment between him and Chelsea Gray, because Chelsea Gray played at Duke, so
yep.
giving him a jersey, like, it's just cool. It's cool to see the growth. And, I mean, the skills challenge yesterday was a ton of fun. I didn't get to watch it, but I watched the highlights, and a new record was set with the three-point competition. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, Sabrina Ionescu, the Kobe protege.
She gets a lot of hate.
She does. She does. And it's just WNBA can't win. I mean, wherever you're trying to, like, you know, progress, there's always going to be haters. Just like, you know, with the skills challenge, like, being the skills challenge was held on a Friday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
I was a little shocked by that. That was a little surprising, but hey.
And people's excuses, like, I just don't get it. Like, oh, their excuse is like, well, no one wants to watch it. Oh, or is this like my perspective is that it was a setup to have less people watch it, to have less people attend it, because you put it at 1 o'clock on a Friday when people are working, when people can't watch or whatever, you know? Because it did, I
Full
think,
marketing.
yeah, I think it did what air on ESPN.
Was at work, I'm pretty sure you were at work. I just got off of work when they announced the winner. Like, I was like, really? This is kind of lame. Like, I would have loved
Yeah.
to watch it and support it, especially because Kelsey Plum and Chelsea Gray were in it. Like,
Dude, they killed it.
I mean, Kelsey Plum has kind of been like that unsung hero. Her and Jackie Young. Jackie Young is also like a report on ESPN about her, I think yesterday or the day before, about how she went, everyone thought she was going to be this first round bust, to now she's really showing that, yeah, she was worth the gamble. She was worth the pick. So.
Yeah, hell yeah. She's shooting her 3-point percentages at like 70% or like 78 or something like that. Super high percentage or something. And oh, she's putting up like double doubles every game or 20 points every game. Like, that's not a bust at all.
'Cause I feel like everyone focuses on Asia Wilson. I mean, obviously she's what, back-to-back MVP. Like,
Well, yeah,
she
she's the face
deserves a
of the
lot of
franchise, so.
it's nice to have these players so that she doesn't get all the focus. So it
Yeah.
lets other players shine. But I have noticed that Candace Parker hasn't played the last couple games. I don't, is she hurt, or did she just kind of take some time off?
So, what game was it? I believe, I want to say it was the game. Is either against Mercury or the game before Mercury. I think it was the last game against the Dallas Wings. She had tweaked her ankle and had wobbled off the court and had went back in. But after that game, I knew it. One, if she, I was like, if she shows up, she's good. If she doesn't, all right, she's out. And she didn't show up for those two games after that. And I'm pretty, yeah, she has a right ankle sprain or something like that. And hopefully that
Missing the
doesn't.
rebounding.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, with how well the team is, I think she can kind of take it a little bit easy, because the two games that she did miss, but they won by like 30 points apiece, I think, both times. So.
Oh yeah. I mean, Kia Stokes and Kayla George, they come in for her, and I think Kia definitely has been stepping up. Like, her game definitely has like changed from over the past 2 years. Definitely, she's not as clumsy anymore. She still has got a little bit of butter fingers, but she's doing pretty good.
She's fun to watch too. She's not going to get you a whole bunch of points, but the moves that she makes in the paint, as someone who, I mean, obviously I'm not a big man, but I did play in high school as a big man. I love watching people when they can utilize the paint, and she does a really good job of
Yes.
doing that. So.
Yeah, see, when I played, I was a point guard, so I appreciate each position, but like what the bigs can do, like what they really do and the movement that they make is far more appreciated for me, because like their footwork is like obviously, like, you know, you can cross over, do this, do that, like, you know, being able to dribble is different, but going into contact and like being able to read against somebody else's body like that is just a different level to me too.
I enjoyed playing in the paint and posting up someone. That was fun. I mean, at high school, I could get away at 6'2" with playing the four, but I'm more of a guard, if anything.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you a small guard.
Yeah, I'd be lucky if I'd be playing that, because 6'2" is kind of pushing it. You don't see very many players under 6'3", 6'4" in the NBA.
Yeah. Then I also have to mention the Aces are unbeaten, undefeated at the house, at home for like almost a year straight.
And they keep setting arena records by the people attending the game.
Yeah, we sold out back-to-back home games. So that was awesome. And then we're on a
This team's just
16.
better.
I think we're on like a 16 home game winning streak. We're like on the verge of beating Mercury's longest winning streak.
That if they could go back in time and invent a time machine, that I would have loved to see like the old school Minnesota team,
Oh,
Moore
yeah.
and all them play like this Vegas team. I think that would be a fun
Yes.
matchup to watch.
That's so funny. I was just telling my wife about that the other day. I was like, you know, back in like the day, like when Candace Parker like first came in and like Maya Moore and all them, if we could see them play, like they would actually be like the only competition right now, I feel like.
Like they were amazing last year, but I feel like they're so much better, and I feel like they're only going to get better just because I feel like these players don't want to leave. They want to stay in Vegas. I mean, Davis, what's Mark Davis? I almost said Al Davis. He hasn't been alive for eons, but Mark Davis is really trying to make an effort to pay them what they're worth. And I mean that state-of-the-art training facility,
It's beautiful.
I couldn't imagine playing anywhere else. And with the league approving, I think that they can have chartered flights now. It's only a matter of time.
Yes. Hey, we're making the moves. We're making the waves. We just need more support, more and more support. And yeah, Mark Davis, he's doing his thing. He shows up to every home game too, as he should, you know, as the owner. But my thing, only thing about him is he better not take away the red. He is trying to make us into a Raider looking team, and I'm not for it.
I think the Raiders logo is ugly. That's just me. But black and silver is just it's not a good look. So
Yeah, and it, you know, it comes with a certain type of fan base. But I love the red for us because, like, and like, you can't not have red if we're the aces because there's a heart and a diamond, and those are red.
and especially, is it Tom Brady also an owner or partial owner of the Aces too? So,
Yes, he is now a partial owner.
sky's the limit for this team. I just think they're going to keep getting better and better. And I mean, finally, because they for the longest time they were one of the worst teams in the league. So.
Very true. Yeah. I'm very excited for shoot just what Vegas has in store altogether. But what the Aces are doing, man, sky's the limit right now because we got our four or our core four coming back too, so you know.
Wrinkle that could happen is obviously Kelsey Plum's husband is now playing for the New York Giants. That's got to suck. But this isn't ideal, but
Oh
not love
yeah.
to see her go to New York.
I think she had already mentioned something about that. After they had got married and he got traded and all that stuff, people were on it real quick and it was like, oh no, now she's gonna get traded to the Liberty or you know whatever. But she shut it down real quick and confirmed that like you know they're different seasons and she loves her team and she still loves her husband and blah blah blah. You know they'll make it work.
I mean, he was in town obviously because of the All-Star weekend. I was looking at some of her pictures that she posted. It's good. It's good for Vegas. It's what the Aces are bringing to the market. It really shows that I think we could support an NBA team on top of the Aces as well.
Oh, have you not heard?
What's the expansion?
Yeah, Vegas and Seattle.
I'm torn. Because I
They're
was.
but they're absolutely going to be the next expansions in the NBA. They haven't 100% confirmed it, but it's going to be those two.
My problem is, I was a Supersonic fan before they left Seattle. So I'm like, And I kind of find myself with the Kraken and with the Golden Knights. Like, I'm impartial to the Golden Knights, but I root for all the other Seattle teams. I'm like,
Yeah.
what do I do? What do I do? I mean, I'm not going to root for the Storm. I mean, I will say Sue Bird, one of the best to ever play. She was fun to
Right.
watch, but I will say the Aces are probably the clear-cut favorite for Vegas for me.
Yeah. I mean, you can always root for both, you know? You got
Fun of by a
different.
lot of people for that.
I mean, to each their own for me because it's like you have a reason behind it, so I understand it. I don't feel like you always have to pick one or the other because you have a reason. But bandwagoning is a whole different thing.
I will say I was a Seattle Seahawks fan before they were good, and I will be a Seattle Seahawks fan long after they're not good. I mean, everyone thought they were going to be horrible this past season, and they proved everyone wrong. So I was excited. So,
I get that. I get that.
so who do you think's winning tonight? Team Wilson or Team Stewart?
Oh, definitely Team Wilson. Definitely. She got some it's almost like it's technique over power, or like I don't know. It's just Team Wilson just looks hardcore, like they about to go dominate on the court tonight.
Love that both teams were able to pick their teammates that were selected for the All-Star game. I felt like I was kind of on purpose. But
Right.
it should be a preview of maybe the finals with New York and Vegas. So we'll see.
Exactly. And then like I think it's just great 'cause it's like it's almost like our aces are the starting team for the All-Star game. So that'll be cool. That'll be cool.
With Stewart or with Wilson. I can't remember what she got picked.
Wait, you said what?
Which team did she get picked to? Because I know she's an all-star.
Oh yeah, Brittany Griner got picked to Breonna Stewart's team.
Much too. I'm happy that she's back. I know a lot of people are saying it was a dumb trade, but I mean, I think it was a necessary trade. She was caught in an unfortunate time when tension is high between the US and Russia. I feel like if tension wasn't high, it would have never happened. So
Right. No, absolutely. I agree with you. I definitely agree with you on that. But yeah, it was great seeing her play. It was nothing but love in the arena, and I just can't even imagine like being her. Like everywhere she goes, it's just always. I mean, it's always like a welcome or all love. But now it's crazy because like she really can't go anywhere and not get publicized or be a subject to paparazzi and all that stuff.
the airport, and it's just like leave her be. Like I could not imagine how traumatizing that is. Being in a
Exactly.
Russian prison for what, she was there for 8 months. That I couldn't
Getting your
imagine
hair cut off, getting starved, like in a different country at that,
that.
like hearing a language that you don't understand, like.
Yeah.
That's
People are like, she should be grateful what she has. I'm like, why is this a narrative still? Like,
I don't
I
know.
don't know. My father-in-law is retired military, and he's said that I have fought for the right for people to speak their mind. I didn't fight for them to just be able to fit the pro quo of, no, we stand up for the national anthem, yada yada yada, whatever it may be, and it's just ridiculous. I'm happy to see her. Happy to see her dunk. That was a ton of fun to watch too.
I know, I was hoping that she was gonna do it at the Aces game, but you know, she couldn't get open like that on us.
She threw down, and I was like, that's amazing. It's
Yeah.
good. It's good for the game. I mean, it's good that she's back. So I'm excited, and hopefully, Team Wilson will stay undefeated. She's 2-0 as captain for the All-Star game. So let's hope a 3-0.
Yeah, I'm hoping for it. Definitely hoping for it. Did you happen to catch the sports ESPYs?
Pat McIlvaney's two senses a little bit, and I mean, he's kind of a jerk, but he's a funny jerk. I don't know. I like listening to his show. I listen to his show like every morning.
Gotcha. Okay.
Him and Pac-Man Jones, man. That dude, Pac-Man Jones, played for the Bengals, has all these accolades, now has his own strand of weed, and they made a bet that he couldn't run a 40-yard dash at 39 at for like a 4.5. I think he ran the 40-yard dash at a 4.51. So
Sheesh.
at 39.
Dang.
It was fun. It was fun watching it, but yeah, he cracked a lot of jokes. He made fun of the Chiefs. He made fun of the Jenners and Kardashians. So yeah, didn't really catch the ESPYs though because I was watching the US game because they were on at the
Okay.
same time.
I just watched the highlights of it. I think it was what Pat Mahomes, the and then the US women's team, they won the Arthur Ashe Award.
That's
And
a pretty prestigious award.
yeah, for sure. So that's I was like, oh, okay, wow. And then it's just like all over the board. I think was it Angel Reese, she won best breakthrough athlete for the year. And like, she's just like these girls are making headway, man. Like that NIL getting approved and like that is changing the game right now for sure.
I say there's a company that's specific to helping women in college get NIL deals. It's Partay or something like that.
Yeah, I think I've heard of that.
They do it for both genders, but they more specialize helping women get NIL deals because obviously it you hear about all the men deals, all the big ones,
Of
like
course.
you don't
Clutch
necessarily hear.
Sports and a lot of others. So, well, that's LeBron, but yeah. I like how Canes is like a big sponsor of college athletes.
Say the guy that won or that their biggest sponsor ended up giving all the money to like the players that were walk-ons anyways.
Oh,
And
that's
that
dope.
I love hearing those stories where like the players that are getting these big NIL deals are giving that money back, whether it's through feeding families that are less fortunate or whatever it may be. It's kind of cool. So
Hell yeah,
I know
definitely.
BYU has kind of with a couple of their NIL deals, they've kind of made it only for the walk-on players or the non-scholarship players so they can have, because it's expensive.
Oh,
I couldn't
yeah.
imagine. Like, I'm lucky that Walmart pays for my degree right now, but I see how much they have to pay. It's a pretty penny. So.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And then are you going to UNLV or CSN or
Ew. So Big Ten school. I'm on their online school. So
Oh, okay.
was planning on walking at graduation. That was going to be my graduation present for my parents. And then I was like, as cool as it would be to walk Purdue, I'm like, ah, let's go on a vacation instead. Let's spend money elsewhere. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Caitlin Clark also win. Best college athlete. I want to say she was a winner of that.
I believe so. I didn't
See
see
that
it. I only saw a
rivalry.
couple of the highlights.
To see that rivalry blossom. But I will say, I think the media has painted it like they don't like each other, and I don't think that's the case. I think it's just all fun. I mean, you played sports, you get it. It gets heated in the moment, and then outside, they're best friends. So
Oh yeah, absolutely. The media loves that. I think Caitlin Clark actually did an interview where she stated how the media twisted her her little notion to Angel Reese after she shot. And it wasn't even towards her, it was towards her bench, her coach, and they made it seem like they were battling at each other. But yeah, she was like, it's really all love. Like She's a great player and everything. So it's just so funny to see how the media likes to twist things and make their own narrative to try and create that rivalry.
The media doesn't do it. I feel like their job would be very boring. Even
Oh,
though
yeah.
ESPN has fired how many of their commentators? There was a couple that they fired, and I was like, really? Like Susie, what's her name? Oh, she's one of the faces of like Monday Night Football. She'd been there for like 27 years, and ESPN
Oh,
just let
snap.
her go.
Oh, see, I'm the worst because I used to never watch SportsCenter or ESPN unless it was a game.
See, I was that nerd that's what I watched. Instead of watching cartoons, I would come home
I
after
mean,
school.
see, it's different. That's does that really make you a nerd?
Oh, according to my wife, it does. But she likes to make fun of me and say I'm an uncultured swine because she'll like quote movies, and I'm like, I have no idea what you're saying. Like I've never seen that movie. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I say the same thing to my wife. That's hilarious.
Because, like I said, I spent my time watching ESPN. Even now, like McKenna always jokes with me that ESPN's my second wife because I get more notifications from ESPN than I do from her. So,
See, yeah, you and Kayla would get along great because she's the one who gets all those notifications and she'd be on it. But everything else, no. Nope. Mm-mm. She'd yeah. Talk to her about some football. She'd be on it, man.
isn't she?
You said what?
Or did I?
Uh-oh. It keeps cutting out. Uh-oh.
Can you hear me?
Oh, hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Hear me?
Yes, I can hear
In there. Sorry. Is she a Steelers fan?
Yeah, she is a big Steel Curtain fan. And then her favorite player is Juju.
I get that. He's pretty. He's got that fire of him. But I mean, he's a Patriot now, so is he gonna
Okay,
root for the Patriots?
so get this, okay? She's a Steelers fan, right? I'm a Patriots fan. My dad is a Kansas City fan. Now, if you know Juju, he has now played on all three of those teams. It's just such a weird coincidence for me.
Hate, unnecessary hate for dancing, doing all that stuff. I'm like, they're not, these athletes aren't robots. I don't understand why people get upset when they're dancing or doing whatever they do. Like Jackson Mahomes, okay, you can hate him as much as you want. He's a scumbag anyways. But like the players themselves, let them be, let them have their life outside of the game.
Yeah, because like people rag him and they're like, dude, go to practice, go do this. Like, bro, do you see how he plays? Like, do you see when he posts on the field when he's at practice? Like, those videos don't take all day to make. He has a life. He's allowed to have fun. Like, he's allowed to make money other ways.
Isaac Rochelle, no one says anything about him, and he posts just as many TikToks as Juju. I mean, granted, his aren't dancing. His is more like banter between him and his wife because his wife is more famous than he is, but.
See, people just pick and choose what to hate on. They want certain celebrities to be a certain image in their head, and that's what they rag on when they're not.
I feel like everyone likes to bash on LeBron, and I'm like, why? Like you should be saying, this is a great guy. He's been with the same woman since he was in high school, is active in his kids' life.
All
Just,
three of them.
and you don't hear anything negative about him. You don't hear his dirty laundry. Like there's no
Zero.
mistresses, there's no none of this stuff,
He
but yet you
built an
want to rag on
entire
him.
charter school, like a private school, whatever it's called, whatever. I mean, it's public, I think, but like only a certain amount of kids can go, obviously. But he built an entire school with free lunch, free aid, and free this, free that for kids in his community.
He understands that, Like, he was one of the lucky ones, not having a father figure, having people step up. He wants to give that opportunity and pass it forward. Like, I think it's ridiculous. People that like to hate on him or Kobe when Kobe was alive, like, unnecessary. It's ridiculous. So
I just wish people would understand that talent can be beaten, and like, talent obviously progresses and changes over time. So like, if you grew up with Michael Jordan, you might think he's the GOAT. And then if you grew up with Kobe, you think he's the GOAT. And if you grew up between Kobe and LeBron, you might think it's one or the other. Like, you know, like, it's all perspective, all opinion. So like, it just, like, why do you have to argue it? I don't get it. Accept somebody else's opinion and accept your own and get over it, because that grown ass man is making more money than what your argument is going to make.
I will say, I am not the hugest MJ fan. I get a lot of hate for that. I think he was an amazing player, but like, his whole documentary on Netflix kind of painted him as not the best teammate. Like, he was not nice to his teammates. So, but yeah, it is what it is. That everyone's entitled to their opinion. Like, my grandpa loves MJ. He actually played golf with MJ, so that's why he loves him. Got to experience a whole different side of MJ, because I feel like golf and basketball go hand in hand. It's kind of weird.
Oddly enough, yeah, because like, almost what every basketball player plays golf, or at least like the major ones that I'm aware of. But yeah, like, it is all opinion and perspective, because okay, let's go back even farther. Let's talk about Will Chamberlain. Like, we want to talk about the real GOAT, you know?
To bring up, because they always say his six championships. Look at Bill Russell. Bill Russell had, what, like 16 championships? Like,
yeah.
It's a matter of opinion. And I feel like if you had the opportunity not only to watch MJ play, but Kobe and LeBron, like, count your lucky stars. Like, those are generational talents. Like, if you got to watch all three of them play and play in their prime,
exactly.
That's cool. That's cool. Like, and I honestly feel like Kobe, when he was alive, MJ, they weren't trying to say, oh, I'm the GOAT, I'm the best. They were just saying, they were just playing the game because they love it. So, but it is what it is.
Yeah. And speaking of, so I have my brother, he is a co-director on this upcoming documentary about Wilt Chamberlain. It's called Goliath. And it's going to be on Paramount. And it's like the first ever deep dive behind the scenes on his life and everything. And if I know you're into basketball, so I think you should definitely check it out, because it's super dope. And it's like, it's only like a 3 hour long documentary. Like, it's like three parts of like three different episodes, an hour long.
Have to tune in and watch it. I'm excited, because Wilt Chamberlain, off obviously, he changed the game of basketball. You talk about all these players, they were all inspirational and in changing the game in their time periods. So
yeah, exactly. And that man scored 100 points in one game, and they literally changed the game because of him. Like, literally crazy.
It's fun. Like, if you had the opportunity to watch these players play, like, kudos to you. Like, why does it have to be a debate whether who's the greatest of all time? Because if we're being real, there's other people that I would put, like, one of my top GOATs of all time has to be Serena Williams. I'm just saying, just what she's done. But I feel like it's also hard to take different athletes from different sports and say, well, this is the greatest of all time, because they were great. They're all great. So I don't know.
Oh no. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Oh yeah, I can hear you. I was just talking and I guess you couldn't hear me, huh?
Like I said, Anchor.
I see what I see what you mean now.
Yeah. It gets ridiculous. It's like, I'm grateful. It's free. But that's why StreamYard will be fun. I just have to figure out how to edit and take audio, but I'll figure all that stuff out. So
Okay.
with the next big thing that's kind of been happening, the World Cup that's coming up in what, 6 days, 5 days?
Yes, the World Cup. It's so exciting.
It's going to be a blast. Obviously, the US is heavily favored. I watching them play against Wales, there's no doubt that they're heavily favored, and especially with Megan Rap, what's her name? Megan
Rap Megan
Rapinoe.
Rap Rapinoe,
Rapinoe. This
yeah.
is her last go around.
Her
Kind of
little
sad.
last hurrah.
I mean, she's got to retire and enjoy time with the wife, and
Yeah.
because I mean, Sue Bird obviously had her amazing career in the WNBA, so it's well worth it. I mean, I know we kind of talked about it a little bit over text yesterday, but that game getting called early against Colombia and Ireland is wild.
Yeah, like I can't believe that. That was I just I've never seen that before.
I was seeing because I saw the report of it off of an Instagram page called Just Women's Sports. They're
Oh
kind of a
yeah.
big, yeah, I love following them. They kind of share in the comments were like, well, you'll never see the men's game get canceled. I was like, that's not true. I mean, the US Mexico game got called early because of the Mexico chant.
Right.
Obviously, it's not the same severity, but the game did get called early, so.
True, true. Can't say never if it happened, right?
Fortunate, but I was kind of doing a deeper dive. I guess that's the style of play Ireland is known for, is being overly aggressive.
They like to beat you down.
Seen anyone get hurt, but kind of like karma, you reap what you sow. If you're playing a physical game, overly physical game, when someone matches it, you can't really cry about it.
True, very true.
Yes, who do you think, who do you have as kind of a clear favorite to win the World Cup?
I mean, I guess obviously the US right now has the high favor just for that, what is it, the three-peat?
Repeat, they're four, it would be number four overall.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're looking good. They have a pretty solid roster, I think. But it's just a matter of, each game taking each team down.
Their campaign against Vietnam, which will be interesting because kind of looking, there's a huge discrepancy in like the rankings. Like, you have all these
Yes.
top tier teams, and then you have all these teams that are like super ranked below. But I will say, there was a game last week, Germany played, I can't remember which, it was a team from Africa, it was Zambia. They're ranked number 77, and they beat Germany, who's ranked number two in the world. So,
Yeah, I mean, I guess, and then it's like the rankings are just, I mean, obviously they are what they are, like based off your wins and losses, but I mean, that's why that lottery pick is like an even game.
that's the beautiful thing about soccer, too, is like, yeah, you have your Goliaths, your giants, and both the men's and women, but it's never certain. Like, anyone can have an off game. And so,
Absolutely.
for the Philippines, I finished that four-part series from Megan Reyes. It was really cool hearing the perspective because this is the first time that men or women that the Philippines has competed in a World Cup. So it's just kind of cool to hear the excitement between the people that are following soccer in the Philippines and hearing the players, because she had a lot of players from the team on. And you know what? I'm going to shoot my shot and hopefully try to get a couple of them on the podcast too, just because I've
That'd be
noticed when
awesome.
when they have less than 10,000 followers, it's a whole lot easier to kind of nonchalantly hop in their DMs and kind of talk to them.
Right.
And what's beautiful is most of them, I mean, everyone kind of likes to give the Philippines crap for this, but most of them are Filipino Americans. Most of them were born in America but are playing for the Philippines. So, I mean, I think it's cool it, being able to represent heritage. So,
Yeah, represent. Like, what do you want them to represent? America, because they're born here, but their national, like, they're still Filipino. That's still who they are. Like, just because they weren't born there doesn't make them any less Filipino.
well, and then I even asked like my siblings, because obviously we have a Chilean dad and then an American mom. If they were to compete at an international level, which country would they pick? And they both said Chile. They think it would be more fun to represent Chile just because, historically speaking, Chile is better at soccer for the
Right.
most part. But they've also never won a medal. So it'd be like competing in the Olympics. It would be cool to say, I got to compete for a medal and whatnot. So.
Yeah. And that's dope to have that split heritage, like to have those different roots, especially if your parents do instill them and keep them up with you.
I know. Do you remember Connor Grimes from Veterans?
I do remember him, yeah.
Did you see his sister qualified for the Olympics again?
Oh, I didn't even know.
Last Olympics, she was the youngest Olympian on the team. I want to say she was 14. She was the baby of Team USA, and she
That's
was like,
crazy. That's his sister.
yeah, Grimes is his sister, yep.
Katie Grimes is his sister. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I just seen that about her being the youngest the youngest athlete to qualify for the Olympic team, the Olympic swim team.
Second away from the bronze medal last Olympics, so I almost expect to see her win an Olympic this next
Yeah,
go
dude,
around.
that's
I think it'd
sick.
be
I didn't
really
even
cool.
know.
I only saw it because I'm still friends with Connor. I mean, I haven't talked to him in years, but he shared it, and I was like, "That's crazy!" And because obviously they like to talk about her story last Olympics, how she's from Vegas and she was all these different things and. I mean, it's awesome for Vegas. It makes Vegas look like we do have top-tier talent because I feel like a lot of people forget that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why like I just love sports, but how it does that, like, 'cause like I feel like every city should have some type of like, filter for someone to go into like at a different level in whatever sport they're playing.
It's really cool. So one of my cousins is an avid listener of the podcast, Holly. I know she's going to listen to this, so I appreciate the support. But she teaches at Liberty, and she that what's his name? He just got drafted in the first round of the NBA. He played for Gonzaga, Julian
Oh,
Strar or something like that.
okay. I only know like the first like five people that got drafted, which was what Wembanyama and then Scoot Henderson. What is it, Brandon Alexander or Brandon Miller? Sorry, not Alexander.
Yeah, I think he was the 30th pick, so just at the tail end, but it's still really cool. I mean, she told me that she never had him as a student, but she still is, obviously, because he went to her high school, huge supporter of him. So she was actually on the news talking about him and how excited she is that because he hit that game winner in March Madness for Gonzaga. So.
Oh, that's sick. Okay, I didn't even know. That's dope. Only person I know who has gone anywhere is Donnell Vumfries. He went to Canyon Ridge and then SDSU. And then he was a wide or not a wide receiver, running back for the Eagles when they won the Super Bowl. So he got a Super Bowl ring, but now I think he plays like arena football or like Canadian football. I don't know. He plays like football somewhere else though, or in a different type of league.
Sure, not veterans that we went to lead with plays in the G League. Steven Zimmerman, he went to lead. Big 7-footer who played for Gorman and then played at UNLV. I mean, basketball at church with us when he was only like 6'5". And so that was a 7-footer rocking it in the G League. I mean, people will say, oh, if you can't make it to the big leagues, it's a waste. I'm like, no, I think it's still impressive. Minor or professional, if you're making it any type of way in sports, good on you.
Yeah, because high level is high level. And just because you're not in the NBA doesn't mean you're not playing at that high level. And there's other leagues. And like, if we want to talk about soccer too, like there's so many leagues in other countries. Like, it's the largest played game in the world. So, but as far as basketball goes, it's super big in Europe, super big in Australia, New Zealand, and it's super big here. So,
bigger in other countries too. I still find it so funny that the Philippines loves playing basketball so much with how short they are.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
But it's just such a great game, you know? It brings people together.
Yeah, like, I kid you not. When I was on my mission, people would want to play with us all the time. And I'd be playing in a white shirt and tie and, like, dress shoes. I'd be playing with little kids because, I kid you not, there's hoops, like, on every single corner. And there's always people playing. And, I mean, I would play with the little kids in my suit and tie just because I'm like, all right, but, like, grown men, I was like, no, I'm not about to play in dress shoes. I'm not about to break my ankle with kids. Right. It's okay.
Oh, man.
The last city I lived in, every Saturday, we had a missionary team. So we were all missionaries. And we told all the members of our church, hey, bring your friends and we'll play games. You guys play us. And if you guys can beat us, like, there was going to be some type of reward. And the 3 months that I was there, I think we went like 30-0 or 40-0. Like, no one could beat us just because we had foreigners. And it's like, you got a 6'2", 6'3" guy. You're not going to make layups on us. <It's fun. laughs> But I mean, I will say they have a lot of heart. And there was actually a 7-footer in this last draft.
Oh,
from
snap.
The Philippines. Kai Soto is his name.
Oh, he's yeah, playing. Yes. I keep forgetting that he's 7 foot, dude. He is a beast.
It's two. And Filipinos are very proud to support him. Him and Jordan Clarkson, those are like their two guys. Jordan Clarkson, anytime he does anything, they're all over it because I think he's like half Filipino or something like that.
Yeah.
That's the thing with the Philippines is even if you're like, you have a little sliver of Filipino. And
Filipino
you
pride,
anything,
you know?
Yep. Like Eric Spolstra, his family is actually from where I was in the Philippines. They were from San Pablo. So it was when I was in the Philippines, that was when the Heat were in the finals. And it was cool. It was cool to see the support and the excitement around just to say, hey, there's a Filipino head coach in the finals. Like, just really
yeah.
cool.
No, that's pretty dope. Those rare things are, you gotta like take notice of those things so we can, you know, bring more inclusivity and stuff. So that's dope.
There's a saying in the Philippines. It's called "Pusong Pinoy Ako." It means I have the heart of a Filipino, and I would always say that like, "Hindi ako Pinoy. I'm not Filipino, pero pusong Pinoy ako. I have the heart of a Filipino." So, Ed. I feel like, and when you say that to people from the Philippines, they really embrace it too. They're like, I still love the reaction I get out of people when I start speaking Tagalog. They're like, what?
They probably give you the most sideways look ever.
The best reaction is when they don't realize that I'm a white guy speaking their language. And then they like do a double take, like, what? Like, Are you like Filipino American? Nope, I'm just a white guy. I lived in your country for 2 years. I love the culture. I My whole mindset was, I'm in your country. Don't speak English to me. I'm here. I'm here to learn your culture, learn your customs. And I embraced it all, like everything, like eating with my
Yeah.
hands. The they don't have toilet paper over there. I really embrace that.
What does that, what do you use?
They have ladles in the bathroom,
Ladles?
like a makeshift bidet.
Ah.
Basically, yeah, it's a ghetto version of a bidet. Like, and it works. Like, I could talk about the Philippines all day, and I will tell you that's one place that I recommend you visit. It's such a beautiful country. Some of the nicest people you ever meet. They will literally give you the shirt off their back to
Oh
help you.
yeah.
So.
One of my best friends, she's Filipino. Was planning on taking a trip with her and her family to the Philippines because I love how, like, you know, whenever you go, you have to plan an entire month to go to the Philippines. I don't know anyone who goes there and isn't gone for an entire month, or at least 3 plus weeks.
There's just so much. And what's really cool about the Philippines too is every town in the Philippines has like their staple. Like capital of the Philippines, that capital for people with small feet, not for people with big feet. Yeah, like I had struggles trying to find shoes in the Philippines. I tried once. I'm a size 13. Tried
Oh,
once to
Lord.
wear a size 10. Let's just say those shoes didn't last a day. They were split open, and I'm like, yep. So it's just cool. Like, and I'm excited to see what the Filipino women can do in this World Cup, and they're on the verge of qualifying for the Olympics. It's just amazing to see, like, the Philippines is really starting to be another country that is really embracing other sports other than boxing, because obviously,
Yeah.
that's one of their big staples, Manny Pacquiao. There's so
Right.
many great boxers that come out of the Philippines, so it's fun to see. And their men's basketball team is going to be competing in the World Cup for basketball, so it'll be fun. It's just fun to see other countries. Like, as much as I love the US, don't get me wrong, I love seeing these other countries have a chance.
Yeah, I like, it's like the underdog too. Like I get what you mean. Like whenever they don't have their spot is kind of see it's and it's like close to home for you too, so it's kind of cool to see them get their chance finally.
Was difficult for me because Chile and the US were in the same group, and it's like, who do I root for? Like, and I've gone, dad took me to in LA to the US Chile men's soccer friendly, and I'm like, who do I root for? Like, do I root for the US or do I root for Chile? And we ended up sitting on the Chilean side, so I'm like, all right, I think that answered it for me. But the best outcome was it was 1-1 draw. So I'm like, cool, I don't have to, like, I got the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Excited. I think this World Cup is going to be amazing. Obviously, with the prize being bigger, it should be a ton of fun. And I've already seen, like, the reports of everyone in Australia and New Zealand. They're really going all in. It just shows that when it comes to women's sports, people just really understand that it's not going anywhere. Either you can support it or shut up. I think those are the two options.
Yeah, at this point, it really is. Because talking trash is like, I mean, it's obvious an option and people are going to do it, but it holds no weight anymore.
This last episode, and I kind of want to talk about it a little bit more. Can you talk about your soccer academy that you run? Like, obviously, I think that's dope as can be. Like, can you explain that a little bit?
Yes. So, with my son, he started playing soccer about a year ago, like last year in like April. And soccer was obvious, honestly, my first love, like my first sport that I ever like really connected with. And when we moved out here to Vegas, that's when I started playing soccer when I was like 6 or 7, and didn't play long because my dad made me play basketball. So fast forward to now, anyways, my son had a really terrible coach who In the league, like, you get, if you're, if you volunteer to coach your child, then you get your child registered for free. So this guy was just letting his kid run the team. Mind you, it's a 7U team, so it's 5, 6, and 7 year olds.
Huge my thing, trap.
Yes, exactly. So, and I'm like, you got 7 year olds turning 8 who are a part of the team too, so it's just nerve wracking. And my thing is, any sport, you need to learn fundamentals. Fundamentals are key, no matter what sport it is. And this guy just wasn't doing that. And we went through a couple games, and he asked me to help him out with coaching and all that stuff because I played when I was their age. And I'm like, okay, I've never coached before. I don't know how to do this. But yeah, like, he just ended up letting me basically take over. And at a certain point, we had a falling out because he came at my wife wrong. So took him out, started our own thing. I started coaching and fell in love with it, because the progress you see kids go from not having any experience to 8 weeks with you, if you teach them the right way and put in that effort into them and put in that time into them, it's just amazing to see where they get if they put that time in. So that sparked this idea where we wanted to get my son in club soccer, but it's stupid expensive because it's pay to play. You know, you're spending like $2,000 minimum a year on your kid to play club soccer. And their excuse is, well, you got to pay for this and pay for uniforms, pay for tournaments, pay for ref fees, pay for coaching fees and all that. So my idea behind it is to make it affordable for kids who want to play but can't afford that. And the place you have to learn is fundamentally. So I do free clinics for ages 5 to 14, because I'll be honest, I can't deal with anything younger than 5 because they don't really pay attention and the parents don't really care. But we run free clinics so that we can teach kids fundamentals and then get them acclimated to what it's like playing soccer before they just get put on a team with random kids and a coach who doesn't know what they're doing, or a coach who just wants to make sure their kid gets playtime. And then on top of that, I have recently tried to form independent teams where we get those kids actually playing, and it's not costing you thousands of dollars to go into a tournament or to afford these uniforms. We start at a rec level and get you to playing with your team. And then as you progress, we will evaluate you and put you at a higher level or into a different age group. But it's all about affordability for me. Like, we work with everyone. Like, I'm all for, like, you know, finding transportation and changing schedules for everyone. It's just me and my wife that does it. So, but it's just something for the community and something for parents to have that's affordable, and not for kids to be left out when they want to play, but they can't pay.
That, like, I know we kind of touched bases about it last week, but the whole pay to play thing is ridiculous. It really is. And until it goes away, we're not really going to compete at a top international level. So,
right. And like, there's an insane amount of kids who do play soccer in who are registered in the U.S. soccer system and all that stuff. But there are so many kids who don't get to play, who don't even touch a soccer ball until they're like 11 or 12. And like how you were saying, you see in the Philippines that there's basketball courts or hoops or some kids or some people playing on every corner. Why don't we have that in the U.S.?
And you see kids on the courts constantly. It's not like they're just sitting there. The only courts that are kind of iffy, so every Mormon church has a basketball court. Right. In the Philippines, it's a little bit different because of cost. Yeah. They have them on the outside. And they notice that unfortunately, there is a little bit of riffraff that comes with basketball courts on the outside, people coming to drink and smoke and whatnot. And obviously, church is probably not the best setting for that. So they do lock, like they either take the actual hoop down and put it up, or they put locks in and will unlock it certain times or have certain activities. Like in my last area, we would every Saturday night, that's what we did for 3 hours. And it was a ton of fun, and it brought the community together, because like it was fun. Like these people were like, I get to play against an American. I get to play. We had people from all over the world with us, and they got to play with us. Not saying we were all stars, but they got to interact with people that weren't just Filipinos. So.
Right, integrating the cultures, you know, and that's great. And I wish we had that. And I love that because, like the how I see, that's what I'm saying. Like sports can do so much for people, and like it's a lot of talk of like, oh, we need more money into education and not into like the community or this or that. It's not a matter of this or that or this over that. Like we need to work to do all of these things that make our lives better. Like sports really keep people out of trouble and gives them some type of motivation or some type of outlet instead of choosing a different one, whether that be violence or whatever. And I do agree, like it sucks because in my neighborhood, by Lead, we had the only like public basketball court, full court in the area. And one of the teachers from K Carl lived in my neighborhood, and she didn't like that there was a bunch of black and brown kids showing up at the basketball court because her house was across the street from it. So I don't know how many times the lady called the cops and ended up getting our basketball court taken down.
Like, I mean, you should be encouraging kids to go out and play and do all these things. Like, even now, like Penny, she's 4, and at the daycare they have a tennis program and they have a soccer program. She was doing both, but as someone who watched the soccer program that they were doing, like, they weren't really playing soccer. It was more like singing and activities. I mean, granted, she was 3 and 4, but with tennis, like there's actually a curriculum and she enjoys it. I mean, it's not that she didn't like soccer. It was
The structure wasn't like actually progressive.
like, I personally, like my dad was our coach growing up because I played soccer as well. I started out playing soccer. Was a goalie for the longest time, and then my coach was like, "Hey, why don't you try to play forward for a scrimmage?" And I broke my ankle. That was 6th grade at Lead, and I was like,
Jeez.
"Yeah, no." Like that's the reason why I stayed in my goalie box. So,
Dang.
I mean, and I still kind of tinker. And then my dad, when he coached my younger siblings, I'd help him coach, and I mean, I coach his goalies. Like it was a ton of fun. I enjoyed that aspect, and like I told my dad, I'm like, you need to coach Penny now, like when she starts to play, because I mean, I don't want to, just because I've seen too many videos and too many horror stories where you ask kids who their worst coach was, and they 99% of the time say it's their parents, and I don't want to
Oh.
have that bad relationship.
Oh, I
I
didn't
mean,
even know that statistic. Let me go ahead and change that.
I.
My kid always wants me to coach him. I'm like, no, you can get coached by somebody else. It's okay.
It's either hit or miss. They get away with murder, or like, not obviously there's outliers. I'm not saying that this is
Yeah, for
every
sure.
case, but I felt like my dad was overly tough on me when he was my coach, and I had more
Same.
fun playing when he wasn't my coach.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, see, my dad was my conditioning coach.
Yeah, that would be different. That'd be a whole lot rougher, but. And it wasn't that it was miserable with my dad, but I mean, to this day, and I know he'll listen to this, but a lot of our fights have been because there is a little bit of a language barrier because English isn't his first language. So we'd bump heads. He'd say
Gotcha.
something, and I don't think he meant it in an offensive way, but that's how it came off. And so.
Yeah, Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, he knows his stuff. Like my grandpa, we kind of talked about this too. My grandpa played professional soccer in Chile back in like the 40s, like way back in the day. So
Yeah, when it was like super fun, barely any rules.
I recently watched the movie Pele, and just seeing like how much the game of soccer has progressed. Like,
Yes, I just watched that recently as well. I had the same observation. I
sweet.
was like, man, it's just crazy, like the way uniforms change, the ball, the net, but the field's still the same, you know?
Europeans thought you had to play a certain style of soccer, and it's like, no, like there's other styles that you can play. Forgot what they called it in this movie, but it was essentially the style that people from Africa brought to Brazil, like their special, unique style of playing soccer. And
Oh.
it has panaz, like it's not the traditional.
Yeah, that flashy stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I will say Neymar bugs the crap out of me. I think he should stop acting, but I feel like a lot of soccer players are like that. You know, that I don't see it necessarily on the women's side. I see it more on the men's side.
Yeah, man, what is up with that flopping? Like, it's crazy.
It's a bit ridiculous. So, what's your reaction to US losing in penalties to Panama?
I mean, I feel like I'm kind of like along the lines of a lot of people's reaction, where it's like, I mean, it wouldn't have went to p penalties if you guys would have won, right? Why did it go into penalties?
C team and not our top players. I don't get that either. Like, you want to compete, get these trophies. I mean, I understand. Obviously, Pulisic signed a new contract with AC Milan and other things like that. But there's a bunch of like no names on the team. I mean, it was fun to watch them play, but surprising that you lose to another country's A team when you're bringing your C players. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's really tough, and it's like, what is going on? I don't even understand. I don't understand. I don't know. Men's sports sometimes just more often than not just makes no sense with the stuff that they do. I don't know.
This, I'm gonna get a lot of flack. I don't understand why they rehired Greg Bull. Hart or whatever the heck his name is. I didn't like his coaching style before. I don't think, like, we barely got to the round of 16. Like, we barely got there. And you're going to bring the same coach back? Like,
Like, make some changes. What are y'all doing? What is he doing?
reason why he got fired the first time around. I mean, what, a 20-year-old case of abuse or something like that? Like,
Yeah,
or
I think.
alleged abuse.
Yeah, something like that.
Just wild. And I mean, I watched the penalty kicks. We were actually at Chick-fil-A because Penny wanted to go play at the play pace. McKenna's like, you're ridiculous. Like, I'm sitting there like covering my eyes because I don't know, penalty kicks are just stressful
They
because
are super stressful.
I don't care how good you are, you make silly mistakes, and obviously that's what the US did. They made silly mistakes. It wasn't that the goalie blocked the kicks, it was they just overemphasized the kicks.
Yeah. It was all bad. All bad.
Good thing that it's not Mexico and US playing again, because I feel like the last couple times those games have gotten really ugly.
Yeah, like so bad, and for what? I just don't get it. Like, look, I get the
Especially the
rivalry.
players, like, relax, it's a game. Like, I get it. I get heated. I get way heated in the moment, but I'm not gonna sit there and throw trash at the players or throw profanity at the players. At the
Just
refs,
leave.
maybe. Maybe the refs, but not the
Oh, the refs for
players.
sure. Yeah. But at If you're doing all that because you're mad you're losing, just leave. Like,
It's so hard for the Mexican fans to understand their chant is offensive. I Mexican friends that are like, no, it's not that offensive. I'm like, it is. It's offensive. Like we're in 2023. Why are you still chanting these stupid things? Just move on. Like, I get it. It was a part of your history, but sometimes history needs to change.
Yeah, I definitely agree. 100%.
I know we kind of touch bases. I know we're bouncing all over, but the whole, that to me is crazy. Because obviously you've played with women, you've been on women's teams. I have not. Does hazing happen on the women's side? Like, is that a thing?
Not that I've experienced, or ever really heard of, not to the extent of like what men go through. Like, no one ever intentionally like tries to hurt you or put you down or anything like that. Like, no. Like, it's like friendly banter or like, inviting you, like not inviting you, but like, making you a part of the team, or like it's like a tradition that you go through or something, maybe, but like nothing like too extreme like that, where it's like you gotta like sacrifice your morals or yourself or anything like that.
The underclassmen carry your bags or carry your pads, like that's one thing. But like, what's being alleged is if you messed up, you had to do naked bear crawls, or players would come up and dry hump you if you messed up, just stuff like that. Like, there's no room in sports for that. And we kind of talked a little bit about it, but a Hispanic player on the team said that people that were black on the team, they had to cut their dreadlocks off or had to have, I put quotations, kind of like a standard white haircut, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like you know what I'm talking about, like the standard
Yes.
bowl
So
cut.
they basically like make you get a buzz cut. I've heard stuff about this before, and like it's kind of like a military fucking thing, in my opinion, because when you go into basic, every male has to get a buzz cut. Like, they have shapers connected to a vacuum, and they just go in and cut your hair off. So the interview that I read from their newspaper at Northwestern was that they were making any black player that had long hair cut it off. But any white player that had long hair, like a mullet or like a sunshine cut from like, Remember the Titans, like they didn't have to cut their hair. So, I mean,
17 years, like
yeah,
how
like
many
how does it go that
players?
long? How? Too many players. I couldn't even imagine the amount of people that they have traumatized with their actions.
Saying like there was a whiteboard with the type of punishments in the middle of the locker room. Like, how did this go on for so long? And were players just afraid of retaliation? Were they afraid
Oh,
that
100%.
if they spoke out? Obviously, the transfer portal is huge in college football now. I mean, it's huge in all college athletics now. Are they afraid teams weren't going to touch them? Like, it's just crazy. Like, I'm still.
I'd probably go with all the above, to be honest, because it just sucks. Like, you see it a lot, and then Netflix kind of actually brought a lot of light to it because of their Last Chance U docuseries, where they go in, like, you gotta really put yourself into other people's shoes because you don't know where these kids came from that are in college. You don't know what kind of scholarship they're riding on, if they have a scholarship, how they're eating, any of that stuff. So like this might be their last chance, their only chance, or they see it as such, and that is enough to make them, obey whatever they're being told.
That it's in 2023 that this is still going on. Like, I know of where I heard about this was on Pat's show. Like, they were talking about it, and they're saying they had no idea that that was still going on in 2023. Like, obviously, with fraternities and sororities, that still happens, but they thought it was kind of past and sports, but apparently not. So,
I mean, yeah, definitely not. I think, like I was mentioning to you before, the show All American, they had a stint in their show where it was about a coach who, same thing, it was like about hazing and intentional hits and like intentionally hurting other players and stuff like that. It definitely
scandal.
Yeah, like it's just, it's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous that it's still something that happens. People just can't play fair, be fair, or be not racist.
I mean, I mean, obviously, they kind of, on Pat's show, Pac-Man was talking about it. If you look at the roster for Northwestern, you don't see, he said in his words, you don't see a lot of brothers on the team. And he's like, there's probably an obvious reason for that. This guy had his certain idea of players. And there's probably a reason why they weren't very good. Northwestern is not known for being good at football. So, I mean, I wouldn't want to play for that. Even, like, I wouldn't want to be subjected to stuff like that. So, it makes sense.
Yeah. It just sucks, man. I mean, I'm glad that they, you know, have shed light on it finally, but it's just still so insane.
Touch bases on almost everything, and I don't want to keep going because I know we both kind of talked about not having super long episodes, so it's like an hour and 20 minutes. I mean,
oh gosh.
Hey, it is what it is. I mean, we had a lot to
There's a lot, man. And then don't even get me started on like the U.S. teams, like track right now. Wimbledon? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I appreciate you jumping on. I mean, obviously it's been a lot of fun thus far having you on. So I want to kind of have more of a regular thing, maybe like a weekly episode. That's the thing I've been lacking most on. And that's what people say. For the longest time, I'll have like weeks where I don't have episodes, and I kind of want to exit out of that. So hopefully we can continue to keep doing this, but thank you for jumping on with me.
Yeah, of course.
Before we go, do you have any words of wisdom you want to share?
Go support women's sports.
Period.
Period. Exclamation point.
Well, thanks again, Brandy. I appreciate you jumping on.
My pleasure. Talk to you next time.
Yep.